Never once was I allowed a phone call. Never once was an attorney there.
Errol Morris's 1988 documentary, The Thin Blue Line, analyzed the killing of a Dallas police officer in 1976. The film is credited with taking suspect Randall Adams off of death row the following year. The key witness against Adams was David Ray Harris, who later recanted his testimony. Filmmaker Morris has long maintained that Harris was the culprit in the lawman's murder. He says Harris, who was 16 years old at the time, was a fresh-faced kid whose motivations defy explanation.
I don't know sociopath, psychopath, paranoid, schizophrenic. I don't know about the psychiatric nomenclature, but I would say he's a cold-blooded killer.
Harris was convicted and sentenced to death for killing Mark Mays in 1985 while trying to kidnap Mays' girlfriend. Over the years, Harris and Morris corresponded through sporadic faxes and emails and had hoped to get together during a recent stay of execution. But the stay was thrown out while Morris was involved in production, and Harris was executed on schedule. Morris says he feels relief and remorse over the events.
Death is not a particularly good thing, and state-authored death seems to me a pretty bad example of death in general. You know, there's a kind of crazy kind of guilt, too, I suppose, that sets in. Having gotten Adams out of prison, should I have tried to prevent Harris from being executed? But I didn't, and I'm not sure I could have done anything anyway.
Harris is the 10th person to be executed in Texas this year. Before his death, Harris asked that a tape interview between him and Morris for The Thin Blue Line be sent to his family and attorney. Morris says he'll honor that wish and may write a book about the making of The Thin Blue Line. The filmmaker recently won an Academy Award for his documentary, The Fog of War. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.